Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob Brenton is here as well. Today is Odyssey Day at the K. I will be at the game. Rob will be at the game. Rich Hill will not be at the game. He has been DFA'd. Rob, how are you going to remember the Rich Hill era with the Kansas City Royals? Vern says that he thinks there's a chance that we see Rich Hill again. I certainly hope. I don't have any problems with Rich Hill. He's just a 45-year-old starting pitcher. He's 45. I'm not saying he's old for like the earth or anything, but he's probably too old to be a major league pitcher. He started in 2005. It's 2025. Why is he starting for the Royals? Now, I understand the Royals are a little beat up right now. They're a little banged up. Cole Reagans is out. Bubich is hurt. Guys aren't 100% right now. I get it. But man, they had to turn to Rich Hill in their time of need. It's not good. Not optimistic. So that's the big Royals news for the day. The other news is, I don't know what I'm talking about. You can even say that as a cut. I don't know what I'm talking about. I, right now, have no feel for their offensive line situation. Every day, there's a new turn and twist, and I don't know what they're going to do. I didn't think they were going to start Josh Simmons at left tackle. It looks like they're going to start Josh Simmons at left tackle. I thought Jalen Moore was going to be the left tackle. And then yesterday, you guys were having all these different suggestions about moving everybody around. And I'm saying this ain't Madden. Well, you know what? Maybe you were right. Because today, guess who got some run for them at left guard? Jalen Moore. Yes, I know. Kingsley Suamataia on the bench. Now, I know. I've been wrong about a lot of things. I know that. And I might end up being wrong about this, but you will not be able to spin this as a positive to me about Kingsley Suamataia if he has now been fired from multiple positions on the offensive line. You cannot spin this to me as a positive. And I know you guys will try to spin this as a positive. I got to put some of this on you. I got to put this as some of this is your fault too. We're all in this together. He played left tackle for a game and a half, and they were like, no, no. I guarantee you, I don't care how bad it is for Josh Simmons over on the left side. They're not replacing him in the middle of the second game. They're not doing that. And then you're telling me all offseason, they kept telling you that they thought Kingsley Suamataia was better suited as a guard. They mean having him work on it, how much they believe in him at guard. And if he's not even a starter there and you spent a second round pick, I'm going to start throwing out the B word. He's not going to be a full blown B word. But I will definitely suggest that he is that if you got fired from left tackle and left guard, there ain't too many other positions on the offensive line for you to play if you get fired from those two positions. So I might have been wrong. Jalen Moore could be their left guard. At this point, I don't know what I know at this point. All I do know is we know three of the five. I think they're locked in. Against the Chargers, this is barring injury. Josh Simmons is going to be starting at left tackle. Creed Humphrey is going to be starting at center. Trey Smith is going to be starting at right guard. Outside of that, I have no clue. Jalen Moore could be playing right tackle. He could be playing left guard. He could be standing next to Andy Reid when the game starts. I have no clue where he's going to play. Rob, how do you think this story ends? I can't even give you an opinion anymore. I've been wrong so much this week, and the week has just started. I'm off my game a little bit. What do you think happens?
I think Kingsley is the week one starting left guard. I'm with you. I am very surprised that Jalen Moore is taking reps at left guard, but I still think it's going to be Kingsley. I think that's their plan. I think when they talked, remember when Brett Veach had his end of the season State of the Union, and he talked about how the coaching staff loves Kingsley at left guard? That was before they even signed Jalen Moore. So I think Kingsley's the plan at left guard. That is, I'm less confident today than I was yesterday in that plan, but I believe that is the plan. I think Jalen Moore is going to be a very expensive swing tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, but and I think the Chiefs are just tinkering and trying things. That's what you do in St. Joe. But I'm not 100% confident, but if you ask which way I'm leaning toward Kingsley because, and we can play, it was 8 seconds of just dynamic coach speak from Andy Reid. He did mention, you know, Jalen Moore's never played inside before. That does still hold value to me. Six reps in the team drill up at camp today does not change that. So I will still say it's Kingsley, but I'm not as confident as I was this time yesterday.
Someone says, you really think a guy making that much money sits the bench? I agree. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, that's why I thought their rookie was going to sit the bench. I just didn't know. I mean, I'm still not 100% certain that he is going to play left guard. I mean, he's never played it before, but I mean, I just,
he's never played guard, let alone, let's not left or right. He has been a tackle. It is disgusting. Tackle.
Just never played it before. And they're just like, hey, you know what? Why don't we just give it a try? Like, all right. I mean, I got it. Makes sense to me. I mean, okay. That's what we're doing. I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong. I'm not here to tell you that's the wrong thing to do. I just didn't think that the guy that had never played it before, that they brought him in. I imagine when they're selling him on, hey, why don't you come play with us? Last year, I was Trent Williams' replacement, and I played pretty well enough for you guys to give me $21 million guaranteed. Like, maybe Jalen Moore wouldn't have signed with the Chiefs if he had had this information. Maybe I just would have signed on to be somebody else's left tackle and played the position that I really want to play. Maybe that would have happened.
I also am surprised, and you know, sometimes the text line surprised me, sometimes it doesn't. I'm surprised that the fan base that told me, like, screamed at me last year about the O-line, that they had to fix it because they had a player playing out of position, and that was a problem. You can't have players playing out of position. That same fan base is now advocating for the starting line to include someone playing out of position. If you were upset by the Chiefs in the postseason because Joe Tooney's not a natural tackle and they had to improve tackle because Joe Tooney was out of position and you can't be moving guys around, they need to play their natural positions, you can't then turn around to me and tell me Jalen Moore at left guard's a good move when it's 100%. It's Joe Tooney in reverse. It's cheaper Joe Tooney. Tooney got kicked out to tackle by happenstance. They're now bumping Jalen Moore into left guard. It seems like six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. For a fan base that yelled and screamed, you got to play players at the correct position. We're now pretty cool with players playing out of position.
No, I mean, well, let's see if he can do it. Like, I don't want to assume. Like, I don't want to assume. I don't know what he is at this point. I don't know. That's what I'm saying is I don't know. You might be more definitive than I am. I don't know what's going to happen with Jalen Moore. I can officially say I don't know. I don't have the answer of what's going to happen. They have told me all offseason that every time they tell me they think Kingsley can play, they then show me that they don't think he can play. Every single time. They told me all last offseason they think he's the left tackle. In the middle of the second game, they were like, no, he's not. All summer, they've been telling me that this guy's the best left guard. Now he's not. So I just, okay, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe Kingsley just can't play. It's possible that he just can't play. Someone said, is Hollywood hurt again? I am going to defend Hollywood Brown.
Because I don't think you guys are being fair to Hollywood Brown. I really don't. I don't think you're being fair to Hollywood Brown. This is why. Do you know how big Hollywood is? Just as like a human being. Hollywood Brown is 5'9", 180 pounds. Now, I don't know how big you are. Like, I don't know. Like, I have no clue. But I'm just going to guess. This is just an assumption on my part. I'm going to guess that if you weigh 180 pounds and your job is to be tackled by other people, I'm guessing it's kind of hard to play in all of the football games. That's why I said just yesterday on the show, I said every day that we are not talking about Hollywood is a good day. Every day we're not talking about him is a good day. And Andy Reid has been around football for a very long time. He also has to know what I'm saying is true. Hollywood's never played all the games for any team. This is now his third team last year in training camp. Oh, he was having a great training camp. Then he plays in his first preseason game. Man, we're all excited about Hollywood. He's going to put together a Juju Smith-Schuster year and then go off and then sign another deal. He then gets tackled in a preseason game, rolls up on his shoulder. He got tackled wrong. This just seems like what happens when you get 180-pound wide receivers. The Chiefs have a type. I don't know why it's their type. They just have a type. Maybe you have a type. Blondes, brunettes, maybe like long legs. I don't know. But the Chiefs have a type. You know what their type is? They like under 6 foot, under 185-pound wide receivers. That's what they love. Like, they go crazy for it. That is what they know. That is what they love. Sometimes those guys get hurt. Xavier Worthy weighs 165 pounds. 165. I don't know if Xavier Worthy stays healthy his whole career. It would defy the odds if he stays healthy his whole career. Hollywood Brown, it just defies the odds for you to stay that way. So if you can get at least 12 games from Hollywood Brown, I would consider that to be a win. I'm serious. I would consider that to be a win. That's a win to me. If that's what they end up doing. That's a win. If they keep him. Someone said over under 5.5. I would take the over on Hollywood Brown. I would take the over. If you look at Hollywood's career and his track record, and I'm pulling it up again right here because I closed the tab. He has played 6 seasons in the National Football League. In 3 of those seasons he has played less than 10 games. The odds are he probably is going to miss some time. I think that last year was just a freak injury. I think he just got hit wrong. That's kind of like what happened with Tyreek. Tyreek hasn't really had a huge injury history. He's had a couple bumps and bruises. But again, you play football. Like, you're going to get hurt at some point. I think he just fell on his shoulder the wrong way. So I would take the over for Hollywood Brown. Hollywood probably plays in like 12 games this year. In Arizona, he played 2 years in Arizona. He played 14 one year. He played 10 the other with Baltimore. He was relatively healthy with Baltimore. I mean, all things considered, 11 games, 14 games. He played in 16 games in 2021. So he played technically a full season. I know we expanded it, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, Hollywood will play this year. Every day we are not talking about Hollywood is a good day.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey. But when you, like today, think who got hurt today. They had three receivers get hurt today. Sky Moore got hurt. Xavier Worthy got hurt. Hollywood got hurt. What do they all have in common? They're just little guys. They're just little people. They're small human beings. And when your job is to get tackled and you run around and you play football, just sometimes those bumps and bruises, sometimes those things are going to happen. Neither one of those injuries are big deals. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's going to practice tomorrow. Every day that Marquise Brown is on the field is a good day. So I'm going to defend Hollywood Brown. I'm going to defend him.
Was that number total? 5.5 games played or games missed? Those are dramatically different questions.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
5.5 games played is, I am hard on Hollywood Brown's health. 5.5 games played is wildly disrespectful.
Like right here, like this is what I'm defending it for. Someone says Hollywood is always hurt. He needs to toughen up. Wrap him in bubble wrap. I don't think it's a matter of toughness. I don't think that playing football is really made for people who are 5'9", 180 pounds. Like, I just don't think those are the guys that, for the most part, are the most durable human beings when your job is to run and collide into other people. Like, this is why, this is quite literally the argument I was making for Mahomes. Like, oh, he's fat. And I'm like, I think that's by design. I think they want Mahomes to be bigger because of the position that he plays. You take so many hits. You take so many bumps and bruises. You want Mahomes to be able to run over somebody. It's kind of hard to do that if you're a certain weight. So we want you to keep a certain measure of body fat. We want you to weigh a certain type. And as your body changes and you get older, we can adjust accordingly. But the way that Mahomes is built to me seems like it is by design. This is what we think is in your best interest. And if your job is to constantly be brought to the ground, having a little bit more cushion for the pushing is normally a good thing. There ain't a whole lot of cushion for Hollywood Brown. He weighed 180, and he's a 30-year-old man. There ain't a whole lot of pushing at 180. So I just think that sometimes things get broken if you keep dropping them to the ground and they're small. He's a small human being by NFL standards.
I also say, and I don't want to be the guy who's coming off hard on Hollywood Brown's health, some of the injuries in his career are not just the fact that he's 180 pounds, though. Like, he's had some soft tissue stuff. He's had more than just, let's not make it seem like the only injury he's had in his career was last year, which we can all account was an accident, it's a football play, a freak occurrence. That AC joint separation or whatever Dr. David Chow, when he was on the show, called it, I don't know the exact verbiage, that was a little bit of a freak occurrence. But it's not like that's the first injury he's had in his career, and I think that's more than just he's thin. Like, there are thin players in the league who are more healthy than him. I also kind of agree with you, too. I mean, I'm coming off harsher on his health, but he's your third wide receiver. If you get 13 games out of him, that's fine. He's not, wide receiver one. He's not, we've built the offense around Hollywood Brown. Those things are not true, but let's not make it seem like, oh, he got tackled and that's why he gets hurt. He gets hurt for a lot of different reasons across his NFL career.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of all of those things. You're certainly right. I mean, I'm like looking at it. I mean, some of it just to me is just like the position that he plays. You're right. He had the shoulder. Like, I'm looking right now at his injury history. He had the shoulder injury in 2024. He had a hamstring injury in 2021. Like, that just, you're right, like a soft tissue injury. He had a knee patella injury, and then in college he broke his foot. He's had a couple foot injuries. Which, I mean, you're cutting, you're running, you're just jumping. Football players get hurt. And I just think sometimes we have this, like, guys are just going to play 17 games. Your chance of injury is just, it's very, very high given the job that they have. And I just think Hollywood, you're right, some guys are able to avoid it. Tyler Lockett has stayed very, very healthy in his career. DeSean Jackson has been very, very healthy in his career. Like, there are some guys that are just built very differently than other people. But some people, they get hurt. In Hollywood, I think we just know he's one of those individuals. All right, Rob, we got like 10 minutes left in the show, my man.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Well, getting to the top story of the day in Kansas City is the Chiefs and Royals that I already mentioned, but it's not the only story of the day in Kansas City. A couple friends of the show were on national television day. Danny Parkins, shout out to him, was filling in for Colin Cowherd on The Herd. He had a guest you guys may know of, Nick Wright, another friend of the show, on today, and they got into an argument because Danny... He has Justin Herbert as a top five quarterback in the NFL.
Lost. When you are as close to year 10 as you are your rookie year, when you're the same college recruiting class as Nicky Bosa and the same draft class as Justin Jefferson, you have to be judged on what you've actually done, not what you theoretically could be. And what you, Justin Herbert, sycophants, and I think he's a good player. What you guys all refuse to admit is, for most of you, 3 or 4 of the last 5 years, you have gone into the season, not just talking about how good Herbert is, but how good the team is.
That's true.
How dangerous the Chargers are, how stacked it is. And then the year ends, they're mediocre, he's bad in the big spot, and everyone's like, he needs more help. You said it. Last year, they had the number one defense in the NFL. They had a good offensive line with the highest paid left tackle in football, Joe Alt, right tackle. A great coach. And he could not get out of his own way against a Texans team that was dying to be beaten.
Interceptions off this guy's hands, Nick.
You're not kidding. You're not serious. You're not serious.
Two of them were.
He was awful. He was awful in that game.
He was bad.
Carrington, a tale old as time. It's July and someone is falling for the Justin Herbert gambit. I'm sad to report that this year's Fox Sports person who falls for the Justin Herbert gambit is friend of the show, Danny Parkins. It was enjoyable. It's laughable. We enjoy getting our jokes off when it's Jason McIntyre or Colin Cowherd. But Danny, no.
I mean, I love Danny. Like, I really do. He's wrong. I don't know how else to put it. He's incorrect. Your greatness at quarterback is not defined by how you play in September and October. I mean, that'd be great if it was, but that's not how it works. We define your greatness at quarterback by how you play when it starts to get cold outside. And I also just, it's sort of what you have accomplished in your career. What have you accomplished in your time? And Justin Herbert's never done anything. Ever. He's never won his division. Nothing. Nothing. He's never done anything. He is the least accomplished of all of his peers. If we go at all the quarterbacks under 30, and you're like, oh, who's the best? He is the least accomplished of all of them. And I agree with Nick. It's always been somebody else's fault on why Herbert hasn't been good. At first, it was Brandon Staley's fault. Now he has one of the 5 best coaches in the world to me in Harbaugh. Now it's Harbaugh's fault. No, in the playoff, you completed 43% of your passes. You do 4 interceptions. Justin Herbert, it blows. This is of all the stats last year in the league, this is by far and away the craziest one. Justin Herbert threw more interceptions in the playoffs than he threw in the regular season. You know how hard that is? He might be the only quarterback who made multiple starts that can actually say that last year. That's how bad he was in the postseason game.
I will never fall for it again.
I'll never fall for it again.
I get why people fall for it. He looks the type walking off the bus. And when he's in shorts and a t-shirt and it's July, he looks like he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And then it wasn't even like it's cold. He was in a dome in Houston. It falls apart the minute the leaves change.
Someone said he's more accomplished than Tua. I mean, I would say they're in the same category. Hell, even in college, Tua did more than he did. Like, I mean, I would say they're the same, honestly, in terms of NFL accomplishments. They both have made 1 Pro Bowl. They've never done anything else. Never. So actually, no, he's less accomplished than Tua. Tua at least had a great college career. Herbert didn't even have that. Justin Herbert has never done anything that, like, if Justin Herbert retired tomorrow like Andrew Luck, there'd be nothing we talk about with his career. Not a single thing. He has no memories of his NFL career. It, like, it never happened. All right. Today is Odyssey Day at the K. I'm excited. Hopefully you're going out to the game. I will be at the game. Go Royals. It's the drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.